Decadent Nation, it is your girl Decadent Dane. Let's get to it. Ain't nothing to do it but to get to it. But I want to reiterate on yesterday's events, not about the deceased, but about people in general. So, first of all, it shouldn't take a mass amount of people dying. We done been through this loophole before, and we continue to repeat the loop. The issue, I ain't even finna say it pisses me off. The issue that I have, and I'm gonna reiterate it on the live, so please join my TikTok live this morning. Y'all know what it is, Decadent Nation. The issue that pisses me off is, y'all think that everything is just on the physical realm. Y'all don't want to tap into the spiritual. Y'all don't want to tap into the psyche. Y'all don't want to tap into nothing because you're hellbound here. My issue is that the people who have been speaking about it and advocating about these things, you know, stop causing harm to your fellow brother and sister. Tupac, keep your head up. You know, since we came from a woman, got our name from a woman. I wonder why we rape our women, why we take from our women. I think it's time to heal our women. When we were putting positivity and love and light and laughter and everything we was doing, we were good. So what happened to the masses to where we got infiltrated? Y'all let people infiltrate and brainwash y'all again. Again. We couldn't get it right for 400 years. So we're going through the same thing again because you think in your mind that because you are not in shackles, that you are not mentally enslaved. The people who have been doing it, praying, then graduated to that spiritual level, that have elevated, we have no choice but to leave y'all behind. And a lot of y'all are going to get left. Based off of those comments on all of those blogs, and the way that blogs report stuff is disgusting. Everybody was like, oh, we needed to get it together. Now y'all trying to blame rap music. No, no, no. Y'all already know that what you speak and manifest in the world with your tongue is a powerful thing. So we not just finna blame rap music. We finna blame that y'all been letting this go on for years. And to blame rap music would be a scapegoat because it's different cultures that rap. Y'all don't take accountability. Y'all don't pour into the communities. Y'all don't love on the communities. Y'all don't uplift the communities. Because if it's not about drama, hell, keeping up hell, raising hell, and popularity contests, then for the most of us, we don't play into y'all part. We don't exceed y'all expectations. Because we chose to make it a different way and went a different route, showing y'all that it's capable of doing it. But y'all get mad when we don't talk about the same thing. Money, ass, drugs, pussy, sex, control. And I'm not just saying we the only ones that do that. Every culture does that. But y'all let money get to y'all brain so much that y'all sell out for less. Every TV show, Zeus Network, I will never watch. The way y'all demoralize y'all selves for likes and views and to be seen. Everybody feels like now I have a story, I can tell it to where it was inspirational, motivational. People could relate. Y'all telling stories and just making shit up. Just making it up as you go. And so for y'all to sit here and blame rap music, well, I blame it on them. I blame it on that. Tells me y'all ain't even tapped into y'all psyche, because all y'all know to talk about is sex, drugs, and killing people, murdering people. Because if you talk about anything else, you figure ain't nobody gonna buy into it. But look how many possible saves you could be, souls you could be saving. Look at all these people you condemning. You helping. Yeah, I ain't telling them to listen to me. You accepted that title. You accepted that platform. You accepted that position and knew what came with it. And now you want to hide your hands. To save a few, many must die. And y'all get up here and get mad at the last minute. We need to do something about it. Y'all invited so many people once again to the cookout. Y'all let so many people infiltrate, but they not doing the same dumb stuff that we are doing. And then y'all want to include we collectively. I'm not out here killing, harming, causing no harm to nobody. I'm not doing none of that. So for the ones of us who have been doing it in silence, uplifting, motivating, loving on each other, wanting us to do better, we about to get our breakthrough. We can't save y'all because that's the realm that y'all chose to stay in. And I'll be damned if I give myself up for people who choose to do this stuff and continue to do this stuff and then get up there and say, y'all are pro-black, y'all want to be together, y'all singing the same Tide, Kumbaya, Yay song, come together and won't do it. And won't do it. Meanwhile, the world continues to do what? Suppress and laugh at us. We suppress ourselves. We oppress ourselves. We don't want all of us to get victory. Oh, it's too many people getting. And I don't understand. Why is that going on amongst our community? Ain't y'all tired? Ain't y'all sick? Can't even love your natural hair without somebody telling you what type of natural hair you have and hating on the type of texture that you have. Love yourself in general. Are we not doing that in families anymore? Because we barely have family structures. Kids not learning nothing in school. Not learning nothing at home. So they gonna get it wherever they can get it from. Probably YouTube and through music. Or somebody not teaching them properly or showing them the way. Don't nobody want to help each other no more because we feel like it's not our problem. We no longer want to be a part of the solution. There is no way we should be continue to struggle like this for years. And to the elders, let me tell you, we're not in the same positions anymore. Y'all position ain't no better than our position. And y'all telling us to stay at jobs and continue to be slaves and lose our minds and lose our lives. Y'all not praying the way that y'all supposed to. The church is number one people condemning people. That's not a safe haven for nobody because all y'all do is get up there and project but won't reveal the skeletons that you got in your own closet. Please make it make sense. And if somebody goes against y'all norms, y'all downcasting. They weird. They practicing this. They practicing that. Y'all do the same thing. The same thing. Won't help me get no food, but would love to watch me starve. Woo, Lord. Hold on. It's okay. You gonna make it. You gonna do this. One place I aim to stay away from is Facebook. You can feel them demonic forces through that screen. The amount of communities that rank, whether it's black, white, Puerto Rican, red, yellow, green, the amount of mess and hell that y'all keep up on a daily basis. When you got in touch with social media and disconnected from yourselves and from earth in which that's what you're supposed to be in tune with, destruction quickly fell on man. It had fallen on man already, but y'all just helping to speed up the process. Every time I hear somebody talk about it, it's drama. That drama coincides with them. It coexists with them. Y'all cannot survive and live. Y'all dwell off of drama. Y'all dwell off of chaos. It gives you a sense of wickedness. And for the ones of us that are trying to fly and get our wings, y'all study trying to clip them. Why you don't want to be like me? We don't want to be nothing like y'all. If light is constantly bred into this world and y'all keep on trying to diminish that light, why would we want to be connected to darkness? Y'all don't know how to use the yin and yang and balance each other out. It's just chaos everywhere. And you wonder why when people make it to where they make it, they leave and never come back. Because they know everything that they used to be attached to will drain them dry. Energy leeches, energy vampires. Y'all gonna suck people dry until you can't no more. That's why people don't tell you they in the hospital. You'll help kill them off. That's why you don't let nobody in your home. They'll drop stuff off up in there and pray that it burns down. That's why you don't tell nobody where you work at. They'll pray that you lose your job. That's why you don't let people know that you're too happy. Because they'll help you lose your happiness, your sanity, and everything that you worked hard to build for. Y'all so eager beaver to announce stuff like you need and crave validation. And then wondering why somebody's stealing your recipes and your products. Because you don't have the financial knowledge. You don't have the people backing you up. You don't have the knowledge on how to protect your assets in your business. So that's why people keep things secret and they announce it after it happens. Oh, I didn't know you had a baby. Why? Because you might have prayed against my pregnancy. You might have wanted me to lose my child. And with the same tongue, after y'all get on the internet and become internet bullies. Now, hold on. Let me correct you on something because I know what you're going to say. Well, you read people. It's a difference between reading somebody and putting them in a place and telling them mind their business, especially if I or other people didn't come for them. And you come over on their private property, they have every right. You better read your laws to shoot. But with the same tongue that y'all use to suppress your fellow brethren or sister, y'all begging us to uplift. Make it make sense to me. You gonna sit here and call a woman a bitch or a hoe and then say you want a real woman, one that's gonna listen. You can't even lead, but you expect somebody to follow. You ain't never been a real man. So how you gonna tell a person what a real man is? You ain't never been a real woman. So how you gonna tell a person what a real woman is? You don't know what one looks like. And you would think from all of those life lessons you would have learned by now. But no, you continue to repeat the same cycle. And here comes somebody else. My mom said the word drumming. Drumming up drama. You can feel it in your gut. When you evolve and elevate from that, and y'all have strayed away from the things that gonna make you you, you have to evolve spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and psychological, baby. Or you gonna stay on that one dimension platform that you own and can't nobody save you. That's where you want to be. Heaven and hell is the place that you currently exist. So why are y'all out here corrupting other people that ain't did nothing to you? I love my people, but they tickle my pickle. The contradictory of it all, the contradiction of it all. You start your own business. I ain't supporting that because Gucci and Louis ain't tagged to it. But you made all of these other companies rich. Why couldn't we do it for ourselves? Because we was booming. Black Wall Street. 60s and 70s had the streets sold up and locked. They told us we couldn't buy it other places. Okay, we're going to show you how this black dollar works. We're going to put it into our own. Oh, no, that's too much power there. They found a weakness, came on up in there, and y'all just, hey, I'm going to offer you more money. I'm going to make you famous. Fame and fortune. Go ahead and sell your own people out. And y'all sitting here with the same tongue. And it happens in every community. But I tell you, I was sitting here telling you, y'all so scared to get to know other people and to get to know yourselves that y'all lock yourself in your own prison. If you talk to other cultures, if you talk to other people, if you let the right people in and let them love on you the right way, you'll start seeing things differently. Y'all want everybody to walk and do one thing one way. And if we ain't on y'all team or think the same way as y'all, we against y'all. Or if we think too much for ourselves, we'll sell out and we'll coon. But what the hell are y'all doing? Contradiction of it all. I can't do nothing but laugh it off. I can't do nothing but laugh. Because it ain't nothing in my brain that would possess me to say I'm finna go take out a black man or a black woman. I love them too much. I love myself. That's me taking out myself. Why the hell would I do that? But yet y'all constantly, I had to get my op back. I die by that man. I die by that woman. You don't value life. Baby, you don't value yourself. I'm not finna value nobody who ain't valuing themselves. On that last podcast, I told y'all, I said, man, when I was younger, I was dumb. Talking about some, I die for this person. I risk my life. They ain't worth shit. Two peas in a pod. They ain't worth piss. They ain't pulled none of that energy in you. And there's people out here that's ready, been waiting, willing to love you correctly, willing to help you get that business going. But you can't think outside of the box because your community has you so suppressed and chained up and bound in the thought process of you can't make it because I ain't made it. And you're going to have to go far away from here to make it to where you're trying to get to. That is insane. Or you got to do some stuff to diminish your life and your character to get seen. You do not, young ladies, young gentlemen, you do not. To see a beautiful young person speak about knowledge and have substance and have script, and y'all sit there with the same tongue because they not talking about bullshit. They not hindering their community. They want to do different. They want to build different. For y'all to sit there and say they lame and they useless, it is something wrong with y'all. All our people ain't all our people. They just a facade. They just an illusion. And I, for one, am tired of it. You better protect your own tribe and let your tribe love on you instead of trying to be a part of a community that ain't never wanted you to be a part of it. And that's been black people's problem for years. They've been chasing everything that they got deprived and denied from and of instead of loving on each other genuinely the way that we were supposed to do. It saddens me to see y'all break people that are just trying to live. It saddens me to for y'all to get mad at people who just happy, because y'all don't know what happiness is. It saddens me on people that's constantly trying to make it. You got a leg up and you won't even provide them with a sense of relief or a piece of information that can help them do better. Your win doesn't look like they win. But how can you say you want everybody to win and you the reason why they in a burning building? You led them in there astray and you locked them in there. So for the people who made their way out, they don't owe y'all nothing. Because when I make it to where I'm going to make it to, I'm loving on the people who loved on me, regardless of their skin color. You can call me whatever you want to. They call Jesus everything but a child of God. I'm not walking into your path. I'm walking into my purpose, because along the way you tried to hinder a lot of people. And when I say you, I'm speaking in general of everybody who does this. You had the same opportunity to love and support on the people who had been trying. There's no way they should have struggled their way to the top. There's no way you couldn't support them for their business to be successful or their mindset. There's no way we are in a mental struggle and y'all laughed at it for years and just called people crazy. And now that they've left you behind, that's exactly where you belong. Get a shovel, dig your dirt, and climb into your hole and cover yourself up. This has been Decadent Dan, y'all. I will talk to y'all on live in the fruit. I love y'all. Be safe. Meditate. Protect your energy. And keep your space a safe haven. Because there's some people that's trying to infiltrate it because they don't understand. They just miserable.